Well, today we're going to be starting a new book of the Bible, but it's a very, very short one, the book of Jonah. There's only four chapters in Jonah, a total of 40 verses. However, tomorrow, when we actually start with the verses, you'll see that we can still break this down, and tomorrow we'll only cover the first three verses. But for today, I'd like to go through a quick overview of Jonah. Jonah was an Old Testament prophet. He was speaking to Israel in a time when Israel had a new king, Jeroboam II, who had, through various military tactics, ended a nearly 100-year conflict with Damascus and reestablished Israel's traditional borders. Before this, the king of Damascus had great influence over Israel's small population and even conducted some of the affairs of the northern Israelite kingdom. Jonah and his contemporary prophets were sharing information from God about the consequences of what they had been through and where to go now. Also, Israel was starting to fall back into old self-glorifying ways now that they had their land back, so the prophets often gave warnings from God for the people not to become vain, but to remember where their strength comes from. Now, keep in mind that a prophet of the Old Testament was much different than, for example, Nostradamus. In order for a prophet to be considered a true prophet, there's a whole biblical list of things that must be met. First, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 22. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen, just as you desired of the Lord your God at Horeb in the day of the assembly, when you said, "Let me not again hear again the voice of the Lord my God, or see this great fire any more, lest I die." And the Lord said to me, "They are right in what they have spoken. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And whoever will not listen to my words that he shall speak in my name, I myself will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name that I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that same prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, 'How may we know the word that the Lord has spoken?' when a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him." So prophets predicted future events, sometimes near future, sometimes far, and the test of a prophet was 100% accuracy in what he said. If a prophet's predictions did not come true, then he could not have been speaking for God, since God never lies. Prophets spoke to different audiences depending on where God sent them. They could be men or women. We have examples of three women, Miriam in Exodus 15, Deborah in Judges 4, and Huldah in 2 Kings 22 in just the Old Testament. A prophet was called by God to be a prophet. You didn't apply for this job. You didn't go to school to do this job. Some were given visions of God's glory, like Isaiah and Ezekiel. Jeremiah was told he was chosen by God to be a prophet even before he was born. That's in Jeremiah 1 verse 5. A common description of the source of the message is that the word of the Lord came to the prophet. There's examples of that in Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, Joel, Jonah, Micah, Zephaniah, Haggai, and Zechariah. Sometimes a prophet received an oracle or a special revelation from God, for example, Isaiah and Habakkuk. A prophet was required to deliver God's message accurately. Micaiah emphasized this in the parallel accounts of 1 Kings 22 and 2 Chronicles 18. Micaiah was asked to come before the king and to give the king a favorable word. And Micaiah replies, "As surely as the Lord lives, what my God says, that I will speak." In Jeremiah 20, Jeremiah tried to keep silent, but he could not hold in what God was telling him to say. And then there was the unnamed prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 15 through 24, who disobeyed the divine command given by God, lied, and because he didn't keep that command, he was killed by a lion that God had sent for that very purpose. Prophets' lives were often very hard. They were giving messages most of the time that the people didn't want to hear. They were often on the run for their lives, like Elijah running from Queen Jezebel, and Jeremiah was thrown in a cistern where he sank in the mud in Jeremiah 38. There were also false prophets who were liars, who claimed they spoke for God, but were serving their own interests or lying to the people. Now, this is becoming more important for us to know today, as we have people who claim to have a word from the Lord, and they are sharing these prophecies near and far. Yet, when their prophecies do not come to pass, or their prophecies are the likes of astrology, which is vague enough to fit any number of scenarios, with no specific assurance to tell whether it is true or not, we are told that we should be gracious to them, that they're only human and can make mistakes. But that doesn't work, ladies. God does not lie, so we know when these self-titled prophets prophesy and it does not come true, they are not sharing anything from God. It's not a case of right some of the time. It is right all of the time or not a prophet, period. Jonah's story is the story of God's loving concern for all people, Gentiles included. At the end, we'll see how this story is also our story. It's a bit of foreshadowing, as Christ would come also for every man, not just the Jews. Jonah shows himself to be typical of the Jewish people at this time. He was very jealous of God's favors and blessings and unwilling to share God's compassion with others. Jonah was a man called out to be an instrument of redemption to the people of the world. This, in many respects, is a mirror to Israel herself. Israel was set apart not because Israel was anything special, but they were set apart by God's choice to be the people whom God revealed himself to in an absolutely amazing and unique way. They also had a job to do as God's chosen people, a job that they consistently forgot as they kept going to worship idols and to turn away from God. Jonah is given a job to do here, and he immediately runs the other direction. But ultimately, after God would bring the death of Israel as a nation as a result of their sins, he would also provide the redemption needed to raise up not only Israel, where they would be refined and renewed, but to raise up all those he has called according to his purpose, Jew or Greek, slave or free. Jonah is literally brought up from inside the fish, and we'll see a surprise ending that shows Jonah's heart condition when this book ends. So for now, if you want to read the 40 verses of this small book of Jonah, go for it. Otherwise, get ready tomorrow to take a journey through Jonah as we see how God continues to send the same message to his people. You have a job, though you may run from it. Even when you run, my glory will not be left behind. When you return to me, I will redeem you and renew you. Ladies, you can find the notes for this study under the Bible Studies tab on the website naomistable.com, Lesson 1, Overview.